You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Oh, the real Friday is here.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a Thursday, isn't it?
I know.
Retreat.
Oh, we'll all get to celebrate throughout the show. Long weekend time.
So excited for all the chocolate.
I think you guys got to carry me today.
Why?
What? What's happened?
Already checked out. Mentally, I'm not here anymore.
Yeah, you haven't spoken much at all this morning.
I'm already in holiday mode. I'm already living it up.
You've got your big camping trip ahead, don't you?
That's it. Siobhan and I go to the Blue Mountains, so I'm already there. In my mind, I'm already lying in the swag, looking up at the stars.
Oh, God.
Just...
All right.
Holding Siobhan's hand as you gaze into those stars above, making wishes.
It's too much romance for one morning.
And then Siobhan arrives and says, Crevo, stop holding Stephen's hand so sensually. And I say, well, tough luck. We're in love.
And in love we are. I think it's going to be, yeah, I'm going to have such a good time. We do have to get through today's show, though.
Yes, so. But it's going to be a great show, so don't worry about that.
Well, it certainly is. I feel like last night as well, when I was driving down Beaumont Street, saw a couple of people who've kicked off their weekend early.
Oh, there's
really? Like this big pub golf happening.
Oh, wow. You know that is, I'm feeling a bit crook to the boss today.
Yeah, probably.
A few
extra
stickies.
Long weekend.
Yeah, a few sickies around Newcastle and the Hunter today, I think. But alas, we must push on for one last show.
And by that I mean just until Tuesday.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
So yesterday I went down to the Central Coast to visit a client.
Wow.
And Jackie just saying their traffic not like start peaking today. Yeah. Already started yesterday.
Oh, people taking a day early, are they?
Yeah.
The problem is, and everyone does it, everyone goes, let's get out early to beat the rush.
Yeah.
Because everyone does that.
Yeah.
I feel like you get stuck in the, I guess, new man-made rush.
Yeah, that's counterintuitive. Right.
There is, I guess, a massive game of one-upmanship going on in the travelling around Easter realm. It's just like every time you think, oh, I've gotten a day early here, you're not the only one to come up with that original thought,
just
in inverted commas.
A world of hurt, save it, and just don't go away for Easter. Just pitch a tent in the backyard.
No.
Like, stay local.
Yeah, we can't stay local.
Ari's got you there.
No, there's plenty of places to camp locally, you
that
know?
That is true.
Exactly.
But good luck getting out.
Head up north a little bit, Lake Mile or something like that,
you reckon you're the only one who's thought of that? The one-upmanship is ultimate. How about a staycation?
A little
hotel in the city.
Oh, that'd be the worst traffic you can get, I reckon.
In Newcastle?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's a place to be.
That is true. But they'll probably sting you because everyone will be visiting here from other places.
Yeah.
Oh, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
Morning, Jackie. Happy Feel Good Thursday.
Woohoo!
Yeah, towards the weekend. Some not great news, though. Apparently, some new information that extending, I guess, the Eraring Power Station opening beyond its planned closure could cost us a lot of money.
Yes, millions and millions, in fact. So there's been discussions between Eraring's owner, Origin Energy, and the state government to continue to open the plant beyond expected, which was next year was when they were expecting to close. But extending the life beyond that can cost taxpayers upward of $120 to $150 million.
That's a lot of money.
That's extra per year, yeah?
Yes, per year that it will be open.
Jeez, and I mean, is it because they need to, like, fix things just to keep it running, or is it more towards, like, the coal just costs more than solar or whatever they're building there?
Who knows? Lots of money.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure, but we have a new report that's been released, which is why this is coming back up again.
Mm.
The Climate Energy Finance think tank are recommending that it should close next year, and they think that there's enough replacement and renewables to make sure that there's no electricity supply gap.
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
So that's what it is, basically, right? They haven't caught up quite yet for renewables. They just need a bit of extra time.
Like another year or something, by the looks of it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, still, it'll cost us money where it costs us money.
All right, moving ahead to sport now. Molly Picklum, what's going on?
Yeah, this is a bit of a sad one. So Central Coast surfer Molly Picklum has been bumped out of the women's world number one spot.
Oh, she's not doing too well.
No, well, she had a bit of a tricky match yesterday at Bells Beach in the Australian competition. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, she's been bumped out by the French surfer Joanne Defay.
Oh, that's not cool.
Well, she's the one who had that, like, perfect wave a couple months ago.
Yes, it is.
There you go.
But what's with that? Like, the French beating out the Aussie?
That doesn't seem right, does it?
Doesn't.
That makes no sense. It must not be true. Thank you. I'm calling it now. Oh, well, look, I'm sure she'll be able to, you know, she'll get back there.
That's political decision.
Yeah.
Not based on merit at all.
Calling it early. We need another perfect wave for her. That's what we need.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
I feel like something that is exciting and certainly captivates and inspires generations on generations is moon travel.
Oh, my God.
Well, space exploration in general. But
as a young boy, Stephen, or a young girl, Ari, did you ever look at the moon and think, one day I could be an astronaut?
No, leave that up for Buzz Lightyear. That's his job, not mine.
You reckon?
Oh, I gazed at the moon and thought I could be bouncing around on there in its low gravity situation.
Yeah, that's as a kid, I thought I'd go to the moon one day as well.
Kick a soccer ball. Wow, that's gone far. I've hardly kicked it.
You know, like when you're doing that, you turn back around and see the Earth, look back down on it. Wow, how good is this?
This has given me a perspective on life.
Okay.
For perspective, though, researchers are now saying that we need global consensus in the next few years to prevent irreversible damage to the moon's surface.
What's happening?
This is due to all the exploration. Obviously, there's plenty of space agencies like NASA trying to establish bases up there for research, for mining, all that kind of stuff. There's also plenty of private exploration, though. There's the SpaceX expeditions up there, and you know, there's worries that all this traffic will lead to prime sites on the moon being trashed. I guess there's no bin day on the moon, is there?
Yeah, that's right. Monday, you don't out there with the yellow bin.
And they come and collect
recycling,
them,
yeah. And also, they haven't got the reduce, reuse, recycle message up there yet. Different place.
So my question is, why is there just so much trash up there? Aren't they taking it back with them? It would burn up in the Earth's atmosphere surface thing, Majiggy.
Nah,
because
it's got to do with, like, when they make the return, you know, like when they go into space, you see the spaceship and it like breaks apart as it goes up.
Yeah,
so they're often dropping weight to make sure they get out of like the atmosphere.
Right.
But then that's got to go somewhere, doesn't it? The bits of the spacecraft and, you know. Okay.
And then when they're leaving the moon, like they have only a very limited fuel. So they've only got just enough to get off the surface of the moon once they get rid of the junk.
Right.
So they just leave it there.
So they're not leaving, like, chip packets and moon bars and stuff on the moon.
It's more like
bits of old rocket.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well.
Which is still not great. I mean, I don't know what the solution is.
Yeah.
Someone needs to go up there with a big bin so they've got somewhere to put it all.
A skip bin?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah, they reckon they're going to try and add regulations and stuff like this and make it. There haven't been any real rules surrounding it up until now.
Mm.
I think it's interesting, though, the lengths they go to, and this is a lesson to all the kids, don't lie. Because if you have an initial lie, you've got to come up with all these other lies to cover it up. You
That's
know,
true.
Like the first lie, we landed on the moon. Now they have to keep adding all these other bits and bobs to pretend they still went there, you know?
You know what? That's why they came up with COVID, just to try and like distract people with this other lie to cover up the other lie of global warming, which is covering up the moon. It's just lies on top of lies, guys.
Don't lie, kids.
Be alert, not alarmed.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
But the shock of my life yesterday afternoon, team.
Shock of your life?
Yeah, a celebrity is amongst us, apparently. So I was chatting away with my partner Mitch last night, having a yarn.
Yeah.
He was at Glendale Coles yesterday afternoon.
Oh, sure.
He was walking in through those, you know, automatic doors and whatnot. Saw someone walk past him that looked strangely familiar. He had to take, like, you know, those double take kind of head turns and whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
He was, like, squinting his eyes. He was glaring at this man. It was Ben from Maths. So the one who famously gave his wife, in inverted commas, on the show, a 2 or 3 hour grilling of the 100 things that he doesn't like about her and, like, the hateful dude. Yeah. So he saw him walk past at Coles and Mitch is like, what the hell is that's Ben! And then Ben apparently turned around.
Heard him saying that.
No. Oh. He turned around and was looking at Mitch. And then he, like, gave him, like, a smile and a nod. Kind of like, yeah,
it's me.
It's me. And apparently, he's tiny. Like, he's a very short king. So that explains much.
Did he have a lady on his arm?
Nope.
Still single,
just
unlucky.
Some groceries.
Damn.
Yeah. But he has grandfather thongs, apparently.
Oh, like the masseuse ones with the little bubble, like bumpy things,
like
all
the
through
really
it.
Weird kind of thick straps, you know, like the material-esque, and, you know, they've been worn for like 40 years. Yeah.
So interesting.
Very interesting run-in.
So if you're into shorter guys, he's the one, yeah?
Shorter, rude guys that tell you the 100 things that he hates about you.
Ladies are lining up. For the time being, though, I read this article earlier in the week. I think it was on the Herald. Don't quote me on that, though.
Okay.
Basically, it was saying that Chris Minns has been in the state top job now for over a year. So he's like anniversary as premier was earlier in the week.
Sweet.
So yes, congratulations to him. Happy anniversary.
Did he get a bottle of wine or something?
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure he got something nice. But in his first 365 days as premier, he has not visited Newcastle.
Oh.
I'm sorry, that is not acceptable.
Doesn't want to come for a holiday, does he?
Shocking, isn't it?
Second biggest city in New South Wales, isn't it?
I think it is, yeah.
What is he playing around doing then?
Well, and in his defence,
okay,
I do remember he's been to kind of other suburbs and regions in the Hunter.
Right.
Like, he's definitely been to Spears Point, I think.
Oh.
I think he was out at Taro late last year, maybe.
Oh, it'd be some type of development that he'd be there cutting a ribbon for, surely.
But he hasn't actually been to Newcastle itself.
That is unacceptable.
Like, why would you not come to the beaches, like, at least?
Well, that's it. We have the revamped Beaches Hotel.
Yeah, he could be popping
down. He
could
come to one
of
our beaches while having a beer at the beaches. That sounds like a great, you know, afternoon for anyone. Mm-hmm. Surely even off the clock, he'd just be like, yeah, you know what, going down Newey for a weekend.
Yeah, or a bit of Raj's Corner or something, you know, if he wants a bite to eat.
Absolutely.
What's he doing skipping all that good stuff?
What do we have to do to get him to Newcastle? I mean, besides the obvious one of a political campaign, you know, when election time comes around, of course he'll be here. We'll be doing the rounds here, there, everywhere.
Yeah.
But we're still a little way away from the next election cycle because he's only just done his first year as premier.
Sure.
What are we doing to get him to Newcastle?
I don't know.
I think the only way you can sort of trick a politician is to tell them that there's, you know, oh, if you go there, you're guaranteed to get votes. If you get, like, you know, spotted having a bite of Cappadocia or something, Newcastle will get behind you. They'll be like, oh, really?
So,
even if not true, you just tell them that.
Should we tell him he's, like, fallen out of favour in the two-party preferred opinion poll?
Yeah.
Like,
why not?
And a simple local meal or pint will get you back in the right position.
Because there's been a lot of development in Newcastle in the last year. A lot of announcements, a lot of money being spent on infrastructure and the likes of that.
Yes.
So surely he'd want to get, you know, his face around that, wouldn't you think?
Or
spent all this money, you know, building you this nice flashy new toy.
Mm. Go play with it.
Yeah, that's it. Surely he'd want to, you know, have his face to that.
Here's another option, right? Mm. Obviously, that politicians love a ribbon cutting.
Yes.
Maybe we get, you know, they got the novelty scissors.
Yeah.
What if you get a massive pair of scissors, like the size of a car?
Have his name engraved on them, even.
Do you think part of the problem is that New Italy has such a monopoly on ribbon cuttings in Newcastle? There's no room for anyone else to get in and have a snip?
Yeah. Probably. She's probably told him to back off. This is my city and my face only.
Yeah, I dominate snipping here. You will not be doing any snipping on my watch. He's like, damn it.
He
keeps checking in when there's new buildings being built. Snipping available on that? Snipping's already been covered.
He's going to have to enjoy Newcastle from afar, then, I think. Yeah. He's been snipped out.
UFM. The Novos.
The Novos.
So a Wollongong man and beloved character from the reality TV show called Love on the Spectrum, which is one of your favourite shows, I believe, Stephen, right?
Yeah, well, I think you got me onto it, Crevo. You like it as well.
Yeah, it's such a feel. It gets you in the feels.
It's love without any inhibitions, without any worry about society and what, you know, the external pressures that it puts on you. It's just love in its purest form.
That's right.
It makes you feel all, warm and fuzzy, doesn't it?
Yeah, gooey Stephen over there.
Well, this reality TV star, his name's Michael Theo. He's the face of a new dating app, specifically, though, made for neurodiverse people, hoping to make the quest for love just a little bit easier.
Oh, this is brilliant.
It is.
You can be sure, right? Obviously, this is such a great show, and you know, the people that are on the show, they might be finding love, or they've got a chance at finding love.
Mm.
But there's probably, you know, neurodiverse people out there who are watching this show going, I wish I could have a piece of that.
Well, that's right. And without having to actually go on a show and put yourself out there in the public eye, things like that. This is what's inspired the app, right?
Brilliant.
So, basically, just to give you an idea, the Love on the Spectrum show follows a group of young adults on the autism spectrum. So that's what we're looking at when we say neurodiverse. So the app is actually called Wable, specifically for individuals of neurodiverse kind of backgrounds to make friendships or to date. So it's a bit of both. So if you just want to like meet up with like-minded people, that can also cater to that as well.
So do you have to like prove that you're neurodivergent to jump on this app?
It doesn't say that at all. But, you know, I think it's mainly just catered to those on the spectrum. But
I
don't know, maybe you could use it if you wanted to, if you're There's not on nothing, the spectrum.
Yeah, I don't know. Well,
it doesn't discriminate, I don't
think. How's it going to know?
That's right.
And it is such a spectrum. I mean, we've said that a while, but not everyone who's, you know, has these, I guess, neurodivergent tendencies feel them in the same way and have the same, I guess, I don't know.
Well, this is what's also very interesting about this app. So it also includes within it a wellness toolbox with psychological resources on what to expect, you know, on a first date, also some safety tips when dating, handling any rejection, and also a spin the wheel feature for conversation starters. So it's really fun. Yeah, it helps you with your dating experience, not just there like Tinder or just to hook up and stuff like that.
That is so good.
Yep.
So is it launched yet or coming soon?
It's in its early phases. So I'm pretty sure it has launched, but there's not as much detail on it as what we would hope.
There we go. So I'm sure they'll keep improving it, version 2 and all that.
Yeah, of course.
So what's it called again? Wable?
Wable. So Wable.
There you go. Very, very feel good for your Thursday, isn't it?
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Here's a reminder, particularly for the early risers.
Oh, that's us.
If you're like myself and have your alarm set automatically Monday to Friday.
Can you do that?
Yeah. So you don't have to set it every single night.
The more you know.
Well, there you go. This show is both entertaining and educational. Yeah, mine's set just from Monday, Friday every week. So I don't have to set it every night.
Yeah. Okay.
Here's your reminder to turn it off.
Oh, yes.
So that there's nothing worse, especially when we get up so early every day, than your alarm going up on a day you can sleep in.
Yeah, public holiday tomorrow for Friday.
For Monday.
Yeah,
and
too.
Don't forget that. So my issue isn't my alarm, it's my wife's alarm.
Make sure you get that as well. Make sure you turn that off.
It's got to be targeted, yeah. Because I never have that issue because I'm a daily alarm setter.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Even though I know the feature exists.
Yeah.
But my wife is a weekly alarm setter, so I've got to be so careful tonight. Well, alarms all off, they all off, all that stuff.
Well, I'm a weekly alarm setter as well, so I'll be making sure all my alarms are off.
Look, my piece of advice is don't forget to reset it for Tuesday.
If you're a bit late to work Tuesday, if that's the worst that happens,
don't worry about it.
But don't be waking up early on your day off. That is the key message here.
What did you never go back on? Now, what I mean by this is like a product, usually. This could be, here's an example. So, at our house, we've got the Heinz tomato ketchup.
Ooh,
now, this is the, in my opinion, the best tomato sauce available.
So, out of all the brands?
Yeah. In the past, like my family growing up, Rosella in the glass bottle.
Yeah, okay.
Which, look.
Is that still available, Rosella?
It is. but it is not brilliant. It's very watery. It's a bit too sweet, a bit too vinegary, in my opinion. Heinz, much more tomatoey. And once you taste it for the first time, you go, I'm never going back.
There's a moment that clicks, isn't it?
Yeah, where you go, this is an elite product that I will never return on to the less, like the inferior products.
I guess off your example there, one that springs straight to mind is growing up on a similar vein. We were a Meadow Lea household, Meadow Lea margarine.
Oh, this chat,
And then we bought Western Star for the first time. And Meadow Lea, never even looked at it again.
Yeah.
It's just so much superior, isn't it? You just think, how did I live without this product? How did I ever go without having it? At least you didn't know any different.
That's right.
That's interesting. I'm also on a similar wavelength with the whole food scenario. So I guess I grew up on the Praise brand mayonnaise, you know, like the kind of the cheap.
I haven't even heard of it.
Praise. Yeah.
You're better off not hearing of it.
It looks and kind of tastes like a silicon watery type of mayo.
It's too sweet.
It's really weird. And I only tried last year, right? Changed my life, the S&W whole egg mayo. So you've got to get the whole egg stuff, like the really thick and fatty one.
S&W is the good stuff.
Yeah. Once you experience this new area of products, you go, I'm never going back to the others. Once you find that superior one, you go, this is a one-way street, if you will.
Yeah, like the Sheridan brand sheets. So, like, you used to buy, like, the Kmart brand. Now you do the Sheridan.
Once you feel those, that high thread count up and against your body, you say, never again will I return to low thread count sheets. Do you guys have any others around the team?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head. Another one we used to do is, like, we used to be a light milk family. And they got full cream for the first time. And that was it. Mum needed it for cooking or something like that. And then we put it in our cereal. And all of a sudden, Weet-Bix was never the same again. Like, we never went back to it.
Another one for me is Toyota Motor Vehicles. Growing up, we had such, like, unreliable crap cars. They were terrible. Every other brand under the sun, like, cheap secondhand cars my parents would buy.
Yeah.
Always breaking down.
Right.
Once you switch to a Toyota, though, you don't have that anxiety all the time that it's not going to work, you know. They're just so much more reliable. Once you go to that superior product, never going back. This is what we're looking for here. 4967-4105. What is the product you'll never go back on, never in your life?
And it can be anything.
That's right. It doesn't have to be food related, but the food one's most welcome as well. To Taralba first. Ray, what did you never go back on?
Cooking oil.
What do you possibly mean by that?
Yeah, what's the, I guess, the top brand that's changed your life forever?
Yes. Canola cooking oil. We used to have dripping where you had to melt it to cook your chips in. It was disgusting.
Disgusting. Ooh. In fact, here, let me push the button for you.
Disgusting.
Well, there
it's
you go.
So inconvenient as well, isn't it? I can see how that would just change your life forever. Your eyes have never been wider. We're staying in Newcastle. Carmen, what is your thing that I guess you've never gone back on?
Oh, my coffee machine.
Oh, right. Absolutely. Never gone back to the instant?
Never gone back to the instant. It gets me up in the morning. It's 5 a.m. in the morning and I'm up. Here I am walking my dog at Newcastle Beach.
Oh, lovely.
Like, it's a life changer. Where are you going to find a good coffee at 5 a.m. in the morning?
Well, your own household, apparently.
That's where. Any brand you want to shout out?
Oh, look, Breville Barista Espresso is my go-to.
They're good.
Hopefully they can hook you up with something, you know?
Yeah, I reckon.
You heard me on the radio, didn't you?
Yeah, you're not working for them, are you, Carmen?
I am V. Carmen.
All right, now let's head over to Wonji with Shana. Good morning, Shana. What's something you've never gone back on?
I could never go back on that Kraft cheese. We used to call it shelf cheese when I was a kid. Kraft cheese on the shelf in the blue box.
Oh, yes.
It's the worst.
It's like highly processed, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tastes like rubber. Feels like rubber. I thought cheese was.
Yeah, well, that's fair. We used to call it plastic cheese.
Yeah, that's what we called it as well growing up. And it is, like, Shana's so right. When you don't know any different, you put up with it. But as soon as you've discovered that there is this different option in this world, life is changed forever.
Let's wrap this up in Katara. Sarah, what will you never go back on?
It's Parmesan cheese for me, so another cheese one.
Okay, what was the old one that you had before?
Oh, my mum used to buy this stuff in a jar. It was almost like a powder. It was so fine, and it smelled like vomit
in
when
the
you
green
jar.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm scarred by that as well.
I feel like that was a big 90s thing. It was the only one available, really.
Yep.
And we didn't know that there was real Parmesan cheese out there.
God bless
it. Well, that was my childhood, yes, in the 90s, and with that Parmesan, so not good.
Not good indeed. Once you go to the good Parmesan, you can never go back. That's the lesson we've learnt here.
105.3 UFM. The Novos. Lowest. Deluxe.
All right, this is very easy. We give you three things. You just need to figure out what is the order of these things from the cheapest to the most expensive, the lowest to the luxe.
You do that correct, you walk away with a family pass to Rip It Golf. How good's that?
So good.
Never better. Let's meet our contestants, shall we?
All right, let's head over to Bellbird. Good morning, Sam. How are you going?
I'm good. How are you?
Very, very well. Do you know how the game works, lowest to luxe?
I do, yeah.
Have Beautiful. You got any plans for your long weekend, Sam?
I'm actually heading away to go see family.
Ooh. Perfect. Where at?
Up mid North Coast, Crescent Head.
Beautiful place.
I thought you were going to say Redhead. Not too far away. All right. Very simple. I'm your quiz master for today. Don't worry, I've made it easy. Or have I?
Have you?
Oh, you're so cheeky.
All right, Sam, let's get into this. Three things. You just need to put them in order from cheapest to most expensive, lowest to luxe. Your first item is a Lego Speed Champions Audi S1 e-tron Quattro race car, Lego that is, from Kmart Waratah. Item number two is two six-packs of traditional hot cross buns from Woolworths Katara. They're in a little combo deal at the moment. That's a hint. And your next item is the Amazon Echo Pop compact speaker in charcoal from JB Hi-Fi in Charlestown. So just to review, you've got the Lego car, you've got the two six-packs of traditional hot cross buns, and you've got the Amazon speaker compact.
Right.
We need the lowest to the luxe, the cheapest to the most expensive. Take it away, Sam in Bellbird.
So, hot cross bun
is your lowest.
And then I think the Lego and then the speaker.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to start the reveal. Two six-packs of traditional hot cross buns from Woolworths Katara comes in at $6.
Okay.
Kids' right. toy would be less than that. You're already done, I reckon.
Lego Speed Champions Audi S1 e-tron Quattro race car, kit number 76921, comes in at $35.
Ooh, okay.
So we need this compact Amazon speaker to be more than $35.
Good chance,
it's
good
It's a
chance.
Very small speaker, the Amazon Echo Pop compact speaker.
It's how you use it, though, I think, is the main thing with the speaker there.
Well, absolutely. Size isn't everything.
Oh, my God.
If anyone knows that, it's me.
Oh, Greeno.
Compact can be great. From JB Hi-Fi in Charlestown, comes in at $39. You've only got it. How good? You are off to Rip It Golf, a family pass. You can putt-putt to your heart's content. Or probably one round, I'm not sure on the details. But you are victorious. You've done Bellbird proud. You've done Newcastle proud. Even your family at Crescent Head are all proud. Congratulations, Sam. You are our latest local winner.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, though, speaking of the long weekend, lots of people will be getting away and they'll be, I guess, enjoying their time off.
Going on a little holiday.
But Gen Zs and Millennials are now dominating a holiday type that have never, ever, I guess, been so involved in before.
It's not camping, is it?
It's not camping, but rather the cruise market.
No, it's reserved for older gentlemen and ladies.
Well, it is historically. Yeah, historically, yeah. It has been a holiday that has been dominated by older people, I suppose. But Australia's largest cruise operator says it has seen a 20% increase in passengers aged 18 to 35 since 2019.
Wow. Okay.
So this is getting serious.
So this is post-COVID era, I suppose. Mm-hmm. So I feel like there is nothing more that would annoy or piss off the older generation than 20-year-olds on a drink package on a cruise.
Oh, yeah, I would have to say that would be indeed.
They get a bit silly, don't they?
Rowdy is what I would call it.
Now, you two are both Gen Z.
Completely, yeah.
Have you looked at a cruise and gone, oh, that is a bit attractive?
I look at them regularly. I look at cruise deals every week.
There you go.
I like a cruise. I've been trying to sell to the boys for years that we should do a lads trip on a cruise.
Well, it just makes sense for anyone's age because, like, with those drink packages, right, you don't have to drive anywhere. You can just walk around with your drinks all day. There's no limits. Yeah, it's great.
No problems.
The other positive thing is it's a unpack once type holiday. You get to see multiple countries and multiple places, but you only have to pack and unpack your bag once.
You pay for convenience.
Food's all sorted, entertainment's all sorted, travel's all sorted once you hop on the ship. Mm-hmm. So it is a real set and forget type holiday, which is appealing to the younger generations. So much so that, how's this, the average age of cruise goers has dropped to a sprightly 49. How old must it have been before?
Oh, my God.
You've got a bunch of 20-year-olds jumping on, which is bringing that average age down to 49.
That's so weird.
It just, I guess, is a testament to how much has been dominated by older generations in the past.
It used to be, your hair must be this grey to enter.
They've got a little chart there.
Sorry, sir. You've still got too much colour in your hair.
Now, the article I've read has interviewed a few people who have jumped on these cruises. And this is my favourite quote from all of it.
Okay.
It's this young lady who's jumped on her first cruise, and she said this. We got to try bingo, for example. It was so much fun. Just there,
usually reserved for the oldies with their giant texters.
Yes.
Pina colada in hand, bingo card in the other. Just living your best life, aren't you?
You know what, though? I think this is a great thing for Gen Z to do because it sets them up for what their life will look like in the next 40 years.
In the future. Oh, well, that median age going to keep dropping. Is it 39 next year?
Yeah, maybe 48 if we're lucky.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Sad day yesterday for Australian music.
What happened?
And live music in this country.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, unfortunately, Splendour in the Grass announced it's cancelled for 2024.
Oh, this. Yeah, I saw this last night.
Yeah, the festival formerly known as Splendour in the Mud.
Oh, yeah.
Now known as Splendour in the Grass.
Known as No Longer Splendorous.
I think it might be Australia's longest running festival. Music festival.
I don't know about that, but it's definitely up there. And it's one of the biggest for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. The most popular, I would say.
Now, this follows a couple months ago. GTM was cancelled as well, Groove in the Moo. I don't know. It's just a sad time for Australian music goers.
What's happening, though? Is this some kind of trend that all festivals are just going to be cancelled from now?
I don't know. It's hard to see them coming back, isn't it?
Yeah.
It costs so much money these days.
That's the thing. So the people that buy tickets to that festival
are
the ones hardest hit by the cost of living. Young people.
People are spending money on festivals, though. They are. There's other festivals. Spilt Milk, for example, has broken records for sales this year.
Right.
People are spending money on live music. They just, you've got to be so particular.
They're
with
being
the
specific, aren't they?
Yeah. Got to have a good lineup. Because often the headlines, they do their own kind of sideshows and stuff anyway. It's just sad. Like, I had tickets to JTM, got refunded, used that money for tickets in Splendour. Now I'm going to get refunded for that as well, I guess.
Oh, my God.
What do you do?
It's frustrating.
Yeah, you have to go to single shows now.
Yeah, it's sad. There's nothing quite like a festival. You know, you start so early, you spend the whole day out in the beautiful Australian weather. Mm-hmm.
And Splendour especially just had such an energy about it.
Well, I'd never been to Splendour. It was going to be my first Splendour in the grass.
Oh, that's such a shame.
Yeah,
you
I
have
know.
To wait till next year now.
Well, if it comes
hopefully
back.
Hopefully they bring it back.
Alas, anyway, like I said, sad day for Australian music, really.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
God, I love it when Stephen dances in studio. It's hilarious.
It's the song we're getting, baby. Let's get it.
All right, well, let's move into a topic that has copped quite a bit of backlash amongst our local community here in Newcastle, Lake Macquarie. So news actually broke this week over a new motorsport resort that's set to be developed in Lake Macquarie. It's going to cost like $95 million to get this thing built and up and running. Okay, so this was in the news earlier this week, like I said. So it's part of the state government's kind of push to repurpose, you know, old coal mines throughout the state, as the project is also set to be built at the former, it's called Rhonda Colliery site in Wakefield. So it's going to be kind of out of the way of, you know, specific housing suburbs and whatnot. So I don't think it's going to be too bad.
Yep.
But what I'm seeing, though, amongst our Facebook community pages, you know, Lake Macquarie and surrounds, whatever, people are blowing up over this development. They think that it's absolutely ridiculous.
Why?
Well, this is the thing. There's plenty of reasons why people are saying no. So things like, it's a waste of resources, it's going to cost an insane amount of money, what about our taxpayer rates? Also complaints about the noise, possible loitering. There's complaints.
All right. Here's a question, because you're the only Lake Macquarian amongst the team.
Yep.
What are your thoughts on it?
I'm going to say a hard no.
So you don't want this new motorsports park?
I'm on the same bandwagon as a lot of locals saying it's a waste of money. Like,
it's not even nine figures, just high eight figures. That's it.
It's a lot of money.
It's nearly $100 million to build this thing that's going to do what? Just hold a couple of races? I honestly think that it's a little bit of a waste of time, money and resources. So I'm on board with my Lake Macquarians. I don't know. Quivo, what do you reckon?
Interesting one. Yeah, I think not being from the area, all I can do is side with people from the area. You know, if Lake Mac is against it, I'm just going to say, well, they probably know it's their spot. If there was something going up in Mayfield, I'd want them to support me because that's where I'm from.
Sure.
You know, so I'm showing some solidarity here, all right?
Yeah.
I'm just going to bandwagon it and say this thing sucks.
Okay. Stephen.
Like Ari says, I hate everything about it.
Oh, God. All right, Stephen, here we go.
I am for it.
Why?
I just think, like, it is clear that as an industry, we have to be prepared for times away from mining. We have to get ready as a community and as an economy for times post-mining.
Okay.
I think tourism is one of the great ways to do that. We have such a great region. We have such beautiful landmarks here and beautiful beaches and stuff to go see and do. I think part of that would be this motorsport resort can bring people to our region.
Yeah, but it's just an asphalt track.
Oh, that's such a dismissive term for what is going to be state of the art, you know? And we've already unfortunately lost the Newcastle 500.
Well, that's true.
And I was very disappointed about that. I know some people are like, oh, good riddance. I think it's great to have events like that in our region. And I think if we can then have events like that in this new state-of-the-art facility where we don't have to do all the bump in and bump out, doesn't take up, you know, existing traffic and all that sort of stuff, I think that's a win for everyone.
All right. Well, clearly we are split here in studio, so why don't we get a little bit of opinions from our local listeners here in Newcastle and Lake Mac and the Hunter. Let's go to our first caller in Cessnock. Good morning, Jane. Do you rate or hate this new development?
I rate it. I'm with Stephen.
Come on.
Really? How come? What are your thoughts?
Tourism. I think we need to diversify a bit more, and we all complain there's nothing to do and nothing up here for people to come and visit other than, you know, we've got the beautiful beaches and everything, but we need to look for other people's interests as well, and this is just totally different. And there's stipulations and conditions on it if you look into it anyway, so it's not going to be just for big races. So, yeah, I'm for it, Stephen.
Okay, there we go.
I'd love to hear it, Jane. That's it. We need to try and build the economy for when mining eventually does stop, you know, and that's a great way. Tourism is a great way. I'm all with Jane. Belmont's where we go next. Sherry, what is your thoughts on this?
Hey, I'm from Belmont, so I am a Lake Mac person. And I'm for it as well. I think it is a great thing for tourism, and I don't think it's just going to be one or two races a year. Okay. And if you think about how many dollars those races do bring in to the area, it's not just Lake Mac that's going to win, it's the whole region. So I think we've got to kind of think about the region as a whole, not just Lake Mac as well.
Oh, maybe Sherry should be in politics.
Yeah,
she's
some
quite
other
convincing,
some
isn't she?
Other Lake Mac residents sitting next to me, a bit more selfish.
Yeah, see, oh, yeah. And Ari, I was under the impression you told me, right?
All of Lake Mac against
every
this.
Single person in Lake Mac was against it. 100% of people I've spoken to from Lake Mac currently for it. Let's see. Let's move to Aberglasson next. Debbie, what are your thoughts?
100% for it.
Why is that, Debbie?
Well, you look at the Newcastle, how much revenue that brought in over the 3-4 days it brought in. We've lost that. But the amount of people it brings to the area, it puts Newcastle and, like, well, the Hunter and Lake Macquarie on the map, keeps us on the map, brings in the tourism. It just keeps the revenue for our area. And it's a good development. It doesn't upset anyone in the city, where, you know, like where Newcastle did. But it's an ideal spot for all motor racing, and it's like V8 supercar alone brought in the amount of money it brought in for those few days. Think of all the other motor racing it will bring in, and
yeah, there's so much more cash to be had there.
While Ari is rolling her eyes at you, I agree wholeheartedly, Debbie.
Okay,
she's not sure about this.
Let's do one more, just quickly, Carol. What are your thoughts?
Bring on tourism.
Bring on the tourism.
There we go. So I'm going to give you one of these. 100% of callers saying that this thing should go ahead.
Well, look, if it keeps the hoons off the Lake Mac streets, go race over there.
And hey, Carol, you're off to the Spiegel tent. Well done. We'll give you a double pass.
Too good.
Too good indeed.
It is, in fact, too good.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ads. And on the air now.
I was watching one of my favourite shows last night. I was watching I'm a Celeb, Get Me Out of Here. The brand new season. It just started this week.
Are you enjoying Robert Irwin on it?
Oh, God.
I am. He's a bit cringe on it, isn't he?
No, actually, he's doing such a good job. I thought Dr. Chris Brown was cringe. At least Robert Irwin's having a go and actually is funny.
Okay, there you go.
Is he wearing khaki?
No. He's dressing very well. Anyway, we're not talking about my love for Robert Irwin. No, we're talking about this revelation that was made last night by one of the campmates, right? So his name's Frankie Muniz. You might know him as Malcolm from Malcolm in the Middle and, you know, all those other...
He's a rally car driver now as well,
I think. NASCAR driver. Yeah, he's been doing it for years, apparently. Didn't know. Anyway, so he was talking with some of the other campmates and about how much he actually earned as a child actor. He said that he got to retire from acting, at 19 years old with $40 million in the bank. He walked away a multi-millionaire, like $40 million. That's insane. You don't have to work for the rest of your life.
Good on him.
And yeah.
He's done exactly what he's wanted with his life from there. He hasn't jumped on to other, you know, bits and bobs, Malcolm in the Middle spin-off and all that sort of stuff.
Mm.
He's gone, you know what,
I want to drive cars.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. I don't even know if he's getting paid for it. He might be. But the thing is, though, get this for a bit of math. He made around $150,000 US per episode of Malcolm in the Middle.
Jeez, and then you get like
it's chump money. Change compared to the big sitcoms now, though. Some of them earn like $1 million.
Yeah, but back then that's a lot.
That's
I
what I mean, though. Yeah. It's I guess if you account for inflation and all that sort of stuff, I don't want it's equivalent today.
He's done well for himself. Mm-hmm. It's similar to what you get paid per episode here, isn't it? Per show.
Yeah, he's a little bit shy of what I'm on, but he's done like we said, accounting for inflation and stuff. Maybe we're about on par. Also excited, Crevo, for you and the next chapter in your life. We've learnt a couple months ago on the show that you're expecting to be a father in the coming months.
Yeah.
So as a friend, I did my best to try and research and figure how can I make this transition into fatherhood as easy as I can for you.
Sure. Aww, well, I appreciate that.
In my research, I discovered the benefits of music to a baby.
Right.
Especially in brain development and, you know, I guess all those cognitive functions.
Yes.
If you listen to music, it's shown to be positive in all those aspects. So a couple of weeks ago, I started curating a playlist for Baby Crevo. And, you know, in that first rendition, we had, you know, Pitbull and Kesha teaching us about gravity with Timber.
Yep.
And Kendrick Lamar teaching us about hydration with Drank.
Oh, that was fun.
But we've ran out of time. So what I'm going to do now is give you, I guess, the next couple songs I want you to add to the playlist for Baby Crevo.
All right, my Spotify is open and ready.
The first song I feel like is a fun way we could learn the works of Charles Darwin. Oh. Now, you don't have to look at, you know, the beaks of parrots, boring, on, what was it, Galapagos Islands or wherever he was.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, such a snore. Instead, you can learn about adaptation and evolution from the dulcet tones of Sam Sparrow.
If the fish swam out of the ocean and grew legs and they started walking, and the apes climbed down from the trees and grew tall and they started talking.
Banger! Evolution right there, yeah. Summed up.
And the thing is, I think what's been so successful with the Wiggles,
yeah,
is they've made songs that not only the kids enjoy, but adults, you know, find a bit catchy as well.
Yeah.
So this is where, like, Sam Sparrow comes in. Great song. Both Baby Crevo enjoys it. You enjoy it as well. We're kicking goals.
Adult Crevo also enjoys it. Okay, what have we got next?
Next lesson I've got. Observing the world around me, I've realised, right, we are raising a generation of snowflakes.
Yeah, they are too wet.
There's no way around it.
Gen Z especially.
I want to race and participation awards and all that. It needs to stop. I think it's important to teach Baby Crevo. It won't always be like that. It's not always, you know, rainbows and butterflies. And we can do it through ABBA.
The winner takes it all.
Yeah, I will be teaching my child, win it takes all, suffer no losers.
It's such an important lesson, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, you're just expect to get a prize for everything.
Yeah. But fair.
That's it. You need to teach Baby Crevo that the world is tough. Now, when I spoke about this to our producer, Scotty Buffrapel,
yeah,
he had another suggestion, which is, again, a way to teach the importance of the reality of life, I suppose, to Baby Crevo, you know? You've got to let Baby Crevo know that it's not all bear hunts and picnics like the songs say, but rather sometimes you've got to go to work.
Okay.
Working nights to survive.
That is a bit of fun.
See, we're curating a playlist here that both you enjoy and Baby Crevo enjoy.
I'm loving this.
I think we've got time for maybe one more in this rendition.
Sure, okay.
So the last one I've got here is the importance of, if you ever find yourself in a situation where perhaps, like, the house is burning or you find yourself on fire from a kitchen accident.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Well, you never know. This
very
stuff,
specific.
This stuff might happen. I think it's important that Baby Crevo knows what the next response is, what you've got to do. So we'll learn about that now.
Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. Call the police and the fireman, I'm too hot.
If you're too hot, call the police or the fireman.
Either way, it's 000.
The Novo's Guide to the Weekend. Finding new fun stuff to do around the Hunter.
This is my favourite part of the week, where we tell you what's happening around us in the region. Lovely activities and fun to be had. First of all, let's go to tomorrow night for our Friday night. Obviously, it's a long weekend. The Junction Design and Street Food Market. Join homegrown markets on the Good Friday for a twilight-filled evening with street food, local makers, live tunes. Also, a special visit from the Easter Bunny. That's happening at Rollins Park in the Junction. So right in the CBD there. Mm-hmm. Perfect. But
is that the one opposite the Prince there? Is that park? Does anyone know?
No. Glebe Road?
Yeah, that's the one, I think. There you go.
Well, frequent there. Correct. More than come I on. Do, Stephen. So there you go. Also, a bit of Easter fun, more Easter fun rather, over the weekend. Coming up on Saturday, the Easter Bunny will be heading to the Hunter Wetlands. Family-friendly activities, including craft, a jumping castle, some face painting, dip netting, and reptile encounters. I know you love a bit of a jumping castle and some face painting, Stephen.
I do. What's dip netting?
Yeah, that was my big question that I was leaning into.
So, no, it's all about the reptiles and the, you know, water bugs. So
they're so cagey, aren't they?
So confused.
You want to know what dip netting is?
You better come. You better come and find
Hunter Wetlands.
How good would that be for a bit of a strategy? You put something in there that no one's ever heard of.
Yeah.
It's not actually there. You've just got people to come because they're curious.
Oh, it's good marketing, isn't it?
Where you've got heaps of clack moding.
Yeah.
What?
Keeping in line with the theme of Easter at the Hunter Valley Gardens is also on from Friday till Sunday for the whole family. There'll be junior and all ages Easter egg hunts, rides including a super slide, the teacups and a flying swing chair. That frightens me, but I would still do it. Also, something for the older crowd, this Saturday night showcase by the Newcastle Comedy Club returns as well from 7:30pm along Derby Street. And also, you want a bit of a dance, you want to listen to some music as well. Long weekend, super Sunday yacht party, leaving Queen's Wharf this Sunday, 8 till 11 p.m. Long weekend, why wouldn't you?
I'm on a boat. You can say that, do a little selfie, tag that on Instagram.
Well, that's right.
Boat party, all that kind of gear.
I can't wait to this weekend. I'm so excited. I might go to all of these.
Oh, there you go.
Busy weekend for Ari.
That is a promise from Ari.
Of course, full comprehensive list you'll find newfm.com.au sometime later in the day when we get around to it, I suppose.
Yeah, we'll be tippity tap, type it up and get it done. UFM.
Would I lie to you, baby? Would I lie to you?
All right, up for grabs. We've got a family pass for Rip It Golf. The lovely new, as you said it, golf simulator. There is also the putt-putt. There's
driving
the bar.
Range.
Yeah. I mean, what more could you possibly want? It's all at Rip It Golf.
We got to sample a couple of the pizzas when we went there for our, like, speed putting Valentine's thing.
Oh, I remember that.
Pizza's pretty good.
It is.
Every food there is pretty damn good.
Yay.
All right, so if you want to win this, all you got to do is find out who is telling the truth this morning, who has the real item in front of them. Mm-hmm. Today, your contestants or your, I guess, people you're playing against is Stephen and Ari.
Hello.
Let's meet the person who is vying for this Rip It voucher. To Cessnock, Chantel, how are you?
Hello.
Hello indeed. Hello. Now, you're usually pretty good at telling if someone's telling the truth to you.
Well, I'd hope so. I've got 3 sons and they don't get away with anything, so...
Ooh, don't get away with anything that you know of, Chantel.
That's right.
You never know.
Okay, okay. Well,
might be tricky then.
Today, either Stephen or Ari has a real item in front of them. Who would you like to go first to give their pitch?
Ari.
Okay, Chantel. See? The girls. All right, so... Chantel, I've got a litre-sized water bottle in front of me. I've got the Apple Blackcurrant Cordial Water. It's from the brand Decor. It's purple, and it's about halfway full. I've gone through it a bit this morning, so if you can kind of hear a little bit of the... Oh, there's the lid opening.
Oh. All right.
So, yeah,
I've
got
a Tupperware container.
Well... It could be anything, couldn't it? But no, so this is my drink bottle that I've got for this morning. Do you have any questions for me, Chantel?
I don't even think I need to do a pitch. I think she already knows you're telling a fib because you have just nicked my item in front of me. You've scrambled. You were hoping that I'd have to go first and you'd have more time to think.
I think I'm more hydrated than you.
Because I've actually got in front of me, how's this? It's American, so I don't even know how big this is. 16.9 fluid ounces of the new Prime Energy Drink. So this is the strawberry banana flavour. You can't buy it online. In stores only at the moment. I have opened it. I've tried a little bit. Look, $5 a bottle, not worth it. Save your money. My review is, tastes just like artificial strawberry, really. Artificial berries. No banana hint at all.
You would say that. You're a harsh critic.
But I've got my Prime Strawberry Banana exclusive brand new flavour in front of me here.
All right. Those are your two pitches. Do you have any questions for Stephen?
Yes, I do. What colour is the bottle?
It's like, it looks like kind of a light pink, I suppose. And then at the very bottom, it's yellow. I guess it's transitioning from strawberry to banana is their idea.
Okay. Go on.
I was going to say, what store did you buy it from?
I bought it from Coles at Waratah Village.
Okay.
That is a real store. All right, now, this is we are in a battle of the drink bottles, really, here. Once again, just for a view, Ari has her drink bottle. Stephen has his Prime Energy drink. One of these is the truth. Do you have any more questions before I press you for an answer, Chantel?
No?
I think I'm
good.
Okay.
Yeah. Good.
All right. Everything to play. Hang on, let me build a bit of suspense here, because obviously you've got everything to play for here. The Rippert Golf Family Pass is what is hanging in the balance. Who is telling you the truth, Chantel? Is it Ari or is it Steve?
Oh, Ari.
You think Ari is telling you the truth?
Yeah.
I can in fact tell you, unfortunately... No, you have got it! Congratulations!
Don't you dare!
You are right, Chantel. Not much gets past you.
Yeah, three boys, not a chance, yeah. Right?
I know the colour of those
tan
bottles.
Oh, you stung by the colour.
I should have changed my light as soon as I heard you had three boys. I should have gone, yes. They'll love Prime.
Yeah. Damn it! There you go, you live and learn. Well, Chantel, you've done Cessnock proud. You are another local winner. Off to Rippert Golf. Enjoy that one. Yeah, New FM, we're only local winners. It's what we're all about.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
And make sure you stay safe for your long weekend as well. Double yes. demerits enforced. Do not forget that.
Mm-hmm.
Drive safely. Let's, you know, keep everyone around the Hunter safe. That is the goal.
Here's another tip for Novocastrians as well.
Mm. Yeah.
Check in the pot plant. Come what? Sunday morning. If the Easter Bunny's arrived, there's always one hiding in the pot plant. I'm telling you.
That is a top spot to check.
If you're not checking the pot plant, you're doing it wrong. You missed it out on chockies.
Also, that's the mailbox.
Yeah, check the mailbox as well.
Also, under the bed, I've found a couple of Easter eggs.
Have you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
There you go. Well, leave no stone unturned.
Or pot plant.
Essentially what we're saying here.
Tip all of Mum and Dad's pot plants over if you have to. Doesn't matter.
I'm sure they'll be fine. It's for the greater good.
That's it.
But I hope everyone has a wonderful Easter.
Of course.
Enjoys the long weekend. Like you said, Cremo, stay safe, everyone. Oh, my God, I'm ready for the long weekend.
Yes, you are.
I'm off camping. Which
enjoy
will be
that.
Lovely.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to that. You guys getting out and about in our region?
Just staying around. Yeah, just staying locally. Because, you know, when I live here, I feel like a winner. A local winner, which That's is what right. it's all about, right?
Especially on this station, of course.
It certainly is.
Yeah, speaking of local winners, stick around, of course. New FM's Trivia Temptation plays right throughout the day. You can win yourself. I mean, you can fill up your wallet ahead of the long weekend.
That's
which
right.
Is yes, lovely.
Get tempted. Get tempted. Have a great one, everyone. And we'll see you on Tuesday.
Woo! On Tuesday. Let's get it.
Say.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au. And you can relive all the fun again and again and again.